This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. You know, leftists love to pretend to be offended by everything. They're insane. They're deranged. The latest example of this is the so-called cultural appropriation of white girls who wear a Chinese dress, like a Chinese, I forgot the name for it. It's a Chinese, something you might wear at a formal dinner in China. And, you know, they're beautiful dresses with beautiful patterns. You know, my wife has several of these, a couple of them. My wife is Chinese. She's from Taiwan. So, you know, I'm very, very familiar with much of Chinese culture. But these leftists run around, and when a white girl wears one of these dresses, the leftists go insane. It's just a cultural appropriation. Cultural appropriation. You're not Chinese. This is what the left says. You're not Chinese. You can't wear a Chinese dress. Oh, really? So wait a second. Well, did you know that corn was invented by Native Americans? So does that mean when you eat a corn dog, you're engaged in food cultural appropriation? Oh, so it's okay to eat corn if you're not Native American? Is that okay, or is that wrong? Or how about cotton? Where did cotton come from? Did it come from Egypt? Maybe? I'm not sure exactly, but I'm pretty sure cotton came from somewhere in the Middle East. So if you wear jeans made out of cotton, does that mean you're culturally appropriating Middle Eastern people? Huh? I mean, this cultural appropriation BS is just total nonsense. More self-victimization by the left. Everything has to make them offended. They have to find a way to be a victim in everything. You can't even have taco day at the school cafeteria anymore. It's taco day! Taco day! You culturally appropriated Mexican people! Oh, really? You mean we can't just have taco day just because we like tacos? Oh, so now everything has to be cultural appropriation. I see. So if you wear dreadlocks and you're not Jamaican, then does that mean you're culturally appropriating Jamaican people? Or how about black Americans who say they're African Americans? Is that cultural appropriation if they weren't born in Africa? Now, I'm on the record, by the way, saying that all our ancestors are from Africa, so I think we're all African Americans, but I'm sure somebody somewhere is going to say, "You're a white guy. You can't say you're African. You're white." Oh, so you're judging me by the color of my skin now instead of my ancestry. I see. So you, people on the left, you're just a bunch of idiotic bigots. You're just a bunch of hate-filled bigots who just want to be victimized by everything. You love playing the victim because that's your whole scheme. You just love playing the victim. And you want to be offended by everything. You know, this is the cry-bully snowflake mentality that has taken over American culture. All these leftists pretend to be offended by everything. What was it? The Redskins name in sports. Was it the Washington Redskins? Oh, you can't call yourself Redskins because that's an Indian name. You're culturally appropriating Indians. Well, wait a minute. What about all the people living in Colorado? Do you know where the name Colorado comes from? Oh, wait, it's the name of an Indian tribe. Oh, okay. So if you live in Colorado, then you're a racist, I guess, because now your state is culturally appropriating the name of an Indian tribe. Right? Or, frankly, the same thing is true in Oregon and Mississippi and what else? Oklahoma, wasn't that the name of an Indian tribe? I mean, it's heritage, people. And if a white girl wants to wear a Chinese dress, isn't that really just complimenting Chinese culture? It's not appropriating it. But then again, leftists are insane, delusional, deranged morons at this point in history, and all they can do is try to pretend that they're offended by everything. Apparently, you can't even use words without leftists pretending to be offended. Just using the wrong pronouns. If you call a biological man a he and a biological woman a she, the left goes insane. You can't say he and she. Well, why not? It's men and women. Now you have to use their pronouns, which are like weird, twisted ji and zhe and zhe. Sounds like Chinese to me, by the way. Xi xi. Wei shenme? That's a mainland Chinese accent in pronouncing Chinese. That's what they're doing. They're turning American language, English, into Chinese. Zhe. That sounds like Mandarin Chinese to me. It's insane. It's insane. But these radical leftists, this is all they can do now. They think about it. They go to college. They don't learn anything except how to be a, quote, social justice warrior and how to twist language and how to twist justice. You know, think about the word justice means that, you know, the laws and the rules are applied equally to everyone. Social justice means, oh, you're singling out certain groups to be punished. Well, so that's twisting the whole term justice, isn't it? Just twisting the language around all the time. You know, they say they're inclusive, right? Well, what does inclusive mean? It means you have to exclude certain groups like Christians and gun owners and Trump supporters. So to be inclusive, you have to exclude certain targeted groups that the left hates. Now, what about when the left runs comedy skits on Saturday Night Live making fun of Southerners or making fun of Texans? You know, they'll have like Jim Carrey, who's a big anti-gun bigot. He'll be up there doing his comedy skit. Oh, hey there, no Texas gun owner toting people with your horseback riding. And he's up there. Is that not cultural appropriation for the purposes of satire and comedy? But isn't it cultural appropriation according to the left? So why is it that they can appropriate, you know, this redneck comic book cartoon version of Southern culture, which is wildly inaccurate, by the way, and yet they're fine with that. But then when a white woman wears a Chinese dress, they go insane. It's, oh, white woman can't wear a Chinese dress. But we can make fun of old horseback riding, gun-toting Texans all day long. You know, I mean, they're just insane. Talk about bigotry. Look at the way the left treats Texans or Southerners or Christians for that matter. The left is the biggest bunch of idiotic bigots that we've ever seen. That's why I've got a website, leftcult.com. It's all about the cultism of the left. They're dangerous cultists. The dangerous thing about cults is that the people in them don't realize they're in them. They think that that's just normal. You hear all these leftists walking around talking about, it's my truth. It's my truth. And you tell them, wait a minute, here's the facts of history, i.e. the KKK was run and started by the Democrats. The Democrats were the segregationists. The Republicans passed the 1964 Civil Rights Act. And Abraham Lincoln, who freed the slaves, was a Republican. And you'll actually have Democrats that say, well, yeah, but I have my truth. My truth says that Republicans are racist. That's my truth. Well, your truth is stupid if it's not subject to reality. But that doesn't bother the leftists. They just want to be victims and everything, and they want to have their own version of truth. And they only want to hang out with their own left-wing people, and they want to ban all the movies and all the documentaries that they disagree with, and they want to ban, you know, all the websites, all the Facebook channels, everything that they don't like. They just want to ban it because they have to find people who have my truth, which is all about lies, by the way. Their truth is lies. Their truth is nothing but delusion and fairy tales and victimhood and cultural appropriation and twisting language and all these other things they do. That's their truth. Their truth is living a big fat lie. that's what it has become. How insane. But again, you know, welcome to the culture of today where leftists are mentally ill. Mass mental illness has become the Democrat Party. It has become the left-wing culture in America today. Mentally deranged lunatics who belong in an insane asylum. And these people are truly dangerous to society. They're dangerous because they abandon reason. They abandon logic. They abandon history. They have no use for actual facts. They weave their own delusions and then propagandize their own people to believe in those delusions, like Robert Mueller and the Russia collusion hoax investigation. They're just trying to come up with something to substantiate their fictions. while the media keeps reporting on these fictions as if they're fact, because they have my truth at CNN. You know, CNN's truth is the rest of the world's big fat lies, by the way. Because you got James Comey running around saying, oh, I don't leak, he says. He didn't leak. He just shared classified information with someone for the purposes of public communication. Hey, you dumbass, that's called a leak. That's called leaking classified material, and that's a felony. So, yeah, you could call it whatever you want. James Comey, he says, oh, there's no such thing as a deep state. No, it's just a deep culture, he says. It's a deep culture. And then he goes on to describe, point by point, the deep state. He just calls it something different because liberals like to play word games. That's what they do all day long, just play word games and be deceptive and dishonest so they can push their mental illness on as many people as possible. It's like a bunch of zombies are running around brainless, mindless, but infecting other people to turn them into zombies. It's like a zombie recruitment scheme run by Democrats. This is what they do. And this is, they have so much success with it that, you know, they have more and more Democrats who are becoming zombies. This is what they do. So read the website leftcult.com. My name is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. You can also read one of my websites, newstarget.com, but you'll really enjoy leftcult.com. So check it out. Thanks for listening. Hear my other podcast at healthrangerreport.com. Take care.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.